Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Nando Mahamannastebhyo Vaso Lankara Godhanam Suta Magadha Vandibhyo Yenye Vidyo Pajivanaha Nanda Mahamanastebhyo Vaso Lankara Godhanam Sutta Magadha Vandibhyo Yenye Vidyo Pajivanaha Nanda Mahamanastebhyo Vaso Lankara Godhanam Sutta Magadha Vandibhyo Yenye Vidyo Pajivanaha. Vaishnavis, text 16. Taistai kamer adinatma yato chitam apujayat Vishnor aradhanartaya svaputrasyodayaya cha Nandaha Maharaj Nanda Mahamanaha. Who among the cowherd men was the greatest of all upright persons? Debyaha, unto the cowherd men. Basaha, clothing. Alankara, ornaments. Godhanam, and cows. Suta Magadha Vandibhyaha, unto the suttas, the professional reciters of the old histories, the Maghadhas, the professional reciters of the histories of royal dynasties, and the Vandis, general singers of prayers. Ye Anye, as well as others, Vidya Upajivanaha, who were continuing their livelihood on the basis of educational qualifications. Tai Tai, with whatever. Kamai, improvements of desire. Adina Atma, Maharaj Nanda, who was so magnanimous. Yata Uchitam, as was suitable. Apujayat, worshipped them or satisfied them. Vishnu Aradhana Artaya, for the purpose of satisfying Lord Vishnu. Svaputrasya, of his own child. Udayaya, for the improvement in all respects. Cha, and. Translation. The great-minded Maharaj Nanda gave clothing, ornaments, and cows in charity to the cowherd men in order to please Lord Vishnu. And thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. He distributed charity to the Sutas, the Maghadas, the Vandis, and men of all other professions, according to their educational qualifications, and satisfied everyone's desires. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Although it has become fashionable to speak of Daridya Narayan, the words Vishnur Aradhanartaya do not mean that all the people satisfied by Nanda Maharaj in this great ceremony were Vishnus. They were not Daridra, nor were they Narayan. Rather, they were devotees of Narayan, and by their educational qualifications, they would satisfy Narayan. Therefore, satisfying them was an indirect way of satisfying Lord Vishnu. Madbhakta Pujabhyadika, Bhagavatam 11:19-21. The Lord says, worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me directly. The Varnashram system is entirely meant for Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu. Varnashram Acharya Vata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhyate. This is from Vishnu Purana 3:8-9. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. The uncivilized man or materialistic person, however, does not know this aim of life. Nate vidhu svartagatim hi vishnum. Bhagavatam 7:5-31. One's real self-interest lies in satisfying Lord Vishnu. Not satisfying Lord Vishnu, but instead attempting to become happy through material adjustments, bahir artha maninaha, is the wrong way for happiness. Because Vishnu is the root of everything, if Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. In particular, one's children and family members become happy in all respects. Nanda Maharaj wanted to see his newborn child happy. That was his purpose. Therefore, he wanted to satisfy Lord Vishnu, and to satisfy Lord Vishnu, it was necessary to satisfy his devotees, such as the learned Brahmins, Magadhas, and Sutas. Thus, in a roundabout way, ultimately, it was Lord Vishnu who was to be satisfied. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First ask for the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas. By their mercy I can properly speak accordingly to the purports of Srila Prabhupada and the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So, continuing with Nanda Maharaj's celebration, Maharaj Nanda gave clothing, ornaments, and cows in charity to the cowherd men in order to please Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, first speaks about Daridra Narayan, or poor Narayan. This was a concocted statement. It's not found in the Vedas or the scriptures anywhere, but this is a concocted philosophy that if one serves the poor, then you're serving Vishnu. The poor are to be seen as Narayan themselves. And so Srila Prabhupada specifically states that the people that Nanda Maharaj were satisfying, they were not Narayan, nor were they Daridya. They were not poor. So this philosophy was started by one Swami in India and then taken further by one Mahatma in India. And Srila Prabhupada often spoke against this because just serving the poor people in a very materialistic way, giving them materialistic food, giving them clothes, or even starting just materialistic hospitals. It's not that Srila Prabhupada did not want to serve everybody, but we have to do it in a proper way. That's why we have prasadam distribution for those people who are not able to give donations to the temple or any other way of doing service. They can take prasadam and purify their existence. And we even see that devotees have started a hospital in India, which is based on Krishna consciousness. And through that, they're preaching so much. So it's not that Srila Prabhupada is hard-hearted. Actually, one time, was it in India when he saw the children who were they were fighting over dogs? They were fighting over food from the dogs, isn't it? Something to that effect, that he saw these children who were starving, and he said that in a 10-mile radius around the temple that nobody should go hungry. So Srila Prabhupada is very soft-hearted, but he wants to serve everybody in the proper way, give them the chance to become Krishna consciousness, not just try to satisfy the material body. And we see that, you know, living in Los Angeles, there's many people that are asking for money. But we know that what they're going to do with that money is not beneficial to them. So it's better to give them prasadam so they can purify their existence. So the real people to satisfy are the devotees. Srila Prabhupada says those who were singing prayers, the Vandis, the Magathas, professional reciters of the histories of royal dynasties, obviously they're in Vrindavan and they're great devotees. And so Srila Prabhupada quotes Mad Bhakta Puja Bharika, stating that worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me directly. Because the devotees are representations of Krishna. By serving the devotees, you serve Krishna. So the ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. It's not to please the materialistic people. It's not to please the poor people, the Daridras. It's to please Lord Vishnu. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmad Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva speaks to Goddess Parvati about how better than worshipping the demigods is the worship of Lord Vishnu. But better than worshipping Lord Vishnu is worshipping Tadiyanam, that which is in connection with the Lord. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings, he states how in this material world, the Tadiya are four. Tulsi, Srimad Bhagavatam, the river Ganga, Ganges River, and Bhaktas, the devotees. These are the four representations of Krishna in this material world, and they are to be served. So worshipping the devotees is better than worshipping me directly. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya, to perform the Shraddha ceremony for his father, Jagannath Mishra had passed away. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled to Gaya to perform the Shraddha ceremony. In Gaya, there's the lotus footprint of Lord Vishnu. So it's a very holy place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met with the Brahmins. They did the Shraddha ceremony. And then he met Ishvara Puri, who was to be his guru, the Lord's guru. Even the Lord is showing by example to take shelter of a guru. Of course, Krishna is the first guru. He gives the first knowledge to Lord Brahma and then onward down. But in his incarnations, he shows by example of how to practice devotional service or how to engage when in devotional service is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so seeing Ishvara Puri, he says something very beautiful and very relevant to today's purport. He sees Ishvara Puri and he says that just by doing the Shraddha ceremony, one can save their forefathers from suffering. But just by seeing you, one can save millions of forefathers. And he said, and what to speak of holy places, you yourself purify holy places. And this is even stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the power of real Vaishnavas that are giving themselves entirely to Krishna, is that they purify everything in this material world because their mind is always fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. So wherever they go is a holy place. But this is the Lord himself speaking to Ishvara Puri, glorifying the devotees. Of course, we should understand what it means to be a Vaishnava. It's a very, very high standard to be a real Vaishnava. And this is why it's so important to read Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, to see where we're really at in devotional life. Try to increase. But these Vaishnavas who are empowered by Krishna, they're very special, and they should be served. And by serving them, Srila Prabhupada explains here that one satisfies Lord Vishnu. And so also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Haridas Thakur was at Advaita Acharya's home, it was time to offer the Shraddha Patra. Shraddha Patra is where they, again, offer to the forefathers. They do a ceremony for the forefathers. But then afterwards, the Shraddha Patra plate, or the prasadam, is to be offered to the one who is the greatest of all Brahmins. And so there was all these Brahmins at Advaita Acharya's home, and Haridas Thakur happened to be there, and so Advaita Acharya gave the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, signifying that he's the greatest of all Brahmins. And even Advaita Acharya says, just by worshipping you, it's greater than worshipping millions of Brahmins, because you're a devotee of Krishna. Haridas Thakur was, by those terms, in that time in society, he was a Yavana Mlecha. He was born a Muslim. And in that time, when the caste system was so prominent in the culture, it was very shocking to everybody that Advaitacharya would give the Shatapatra to Haridas Thakur. But he was showing that the Vaishnavas are beyond caste, beyond bodily designations. Doesn't matter, because we're the spirit soul. But also, the Vaishnavas, they purify everything, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They purify even the holy places. So a Vaishnav can take birth in any type of caste, in any type of place, and purify that place. So Srila Prabhupada says, the ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu. The uncivilized man or materialistic person, however, does not know this aim of life. And so this is why it's so important to serve the devotees. This is why it's so important to give charity to the devotees, is that when one serves the Vaishnavas, then they get the opportunity to hear about Krishna. And devotional service starts with hearing about Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Shravanam. It all starts by hearing about Krishna. And so people don't know the real self-interest is satisfying Lord Vishnu, and therefore they don't take any shelter of the Vaishnavas. I read one text from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, Verse 4. And the purport is really amazing also, if I can share that with you. In the text it says, persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation. Purport. Transcendental students are those who undergo great penance in being trained by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental glories, transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord for even a moment. Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the hearts of all living creatures, but they hardly know about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord, and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are, in fact, recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than he himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or his devotee unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we're very fortunate that we're under the shelter of a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. A real self-interest lies in satisfying Lord Vishnu, and we have that amazing opportunity, us in this room. We've suffered in this life many, many times probably. Even now, some of us are suffering with our mind, our body, with others. And so we've gotten this great opportunity to really dive into Krishna consciousness, satisfying Lord Vishnu. Jivar Srupahoy Krishna Nityadas Tatastak, that the soul is eternally a servant of Krishna. This is the fundamental basic platform of our philosophy, is that we're servants of Krishna. But if we're really going to try and claim ourselves as being servants of Krishna, then how can we step over the devotees? Now, it's not saying that the spiritual master or the guru or the acharya is better than, you know, better than Krishna in the sense that we should do away with Krishna and just worship the Guru. Actually, this is the Upa Sampradaya known as Kartabhaja. The Kartabhajas, they had a Guru, and so they see their Guru as being even superior to Krishna. And so what they do is they just focus all their worship on Guru and completely neglect even chanting of the names of Krishna or even worshiping Krishna, worshiping the deities. They just worship their Guru. And interestingly enough, the disciples of that Guru went on to give initiation, but the Guru always remains the Guru. It's a type of form of Ritvik. So Kartabhaja, they just worship the Guru. Don't worship Krishna, don't worship Radharani, don't worship anybody except just the Guru. And we see that Srila Prabhupada, in the history of ISKCON, there were devotees who were saying something similar to this, putting Srila Prabhupada above Krishna, saying that he is Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada, he actually kicked them out of ISKCON. He sent them out because he knew that right away this is a deviation from the philosophy. Of course, they repented and they changed, took shelter of Srila Prabhupada again and came to the proper conclusions later. But we see that even Srila Prabhupada, he saw this deviation right in the beginning and kicked it out. So worshipping the devotees is better than worshipping Krishna, as it is stated clearly here. But we should have the proper understanding that the devotee is so intimately connected with Krishna that by the devotee's mercy, the devotee will take us to Krishna. We cannot go directly to Krishna. We have to go through the proper disciplic succession. So, in the purport here, Vishnu is the root of everything. If Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. So by watering the root of the tree, all the leaves, branches, twigs, everything is watered just by watering the root of the tree. And Krishna is the root of everything. So by watering the root of the tree, or even Srimad Bhagavatam gives the example that by giving food to the stomach, all the rest of the limbs are satisfied. By worshipping Krishna, everybody's happy. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that because Vishnu is the root of everything, if Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. In particular, one's children and family members become happy in all respects. So if we really want to make others happy, we have to worship Vishnu and try to engage them in worshipping Vishnu. We see in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela how everybody that came in contact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they would engage in Harinam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically taught the householders that you just simply clap your hands and say, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopala Govinda. Sorry, I'm getting nervous. But he said that just by chanting and clapping your hands, Krishna becomes so pleased. So this is how the householders in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, they would satisfy Lord Krishna as they would get together, speak about Krishna, do kirtan about Krishna, and then try to engage others in the service of Krishna. And we see with Srivas Thakur that he was so completely dedicated to serving Krishna that at one point Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked him that, Srivas, how is it that you're completely neglecting any type of duty to your family? All you do is engage in kirtan, devotional service. You're not working. You're not struggling to maintain your family. How is this possible? So Srivas Thakur, he just clapped his hands 3 times and didn't give any answer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please elaborate. So he said, Srivas Thakur said, I know with firm conviction that the Lord is my maintainer. And that if I wait for 3 days and I still don't get any food or maintenance, then I have a vow that I will drown myself in the Ganga. Now, this isn't to show that he was just completely neglectful, but he was showing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had firm conviction that he was not the controller. He's not the controller of his family. He's not the controller of his children. He's not the controller. He's being maintained by the Lord. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sharanagati, when he's talking about the different processes of surrender, he talks about how one should have the mentality of just as an animal is maintained by the animal owner. The animal doesn't have to struggle for anything. The animal is maintained. So in the same way, Srivas Thakur and the devotees, they completely give everything to the Lord. And in doing so, the Lord maintains them. I was just reading in one of the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Srivas Thakur, he's such a dedicated servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in the association of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, Lord Chaitanya, he said to Srivas Thakur, "Srivas, why don't you tell us and tell me and the devotees how I saved your life?" And so Srivas Thakur, he starts explaining how from his birth to the time he was 16 years old, he had no interest in serving Krishna. He had no interest in chanting the holy names. And one night he had a dream, and this person came to him and said, "It's almost impossible to give you any type of advice because you're so degraded. You don't want to chant the holy names, but I will tell you this one thing, that you have 1 year left to live." So Srivas Thakur, he woke up from this dream and he started reading the Vedas and the Puranas, and he found a verse that struck his heart. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatir anyata. And from that day on, he started chanting the holy names, completely immersing himself in chanting the holy names. So much so that others were making fun of him, that he didn't do anything except chant the holy names. And so one day, he was counting down the months and the days to the time that it was prophesied that he would die. And he went to hear from Devananda Pandit, the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was in the courtyard. And at that particular moment, that was the time where he died. But he was hearing about Prahlad Maharaj from Devananda Pandit. He fainted. His body fell lifeless. And he was dragged out of the courtyard of Devananda Pandit. But he came back to life. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the association of all the devotees there, he said, "I was the one who appeared to you in a dream, and I am the one who saved your life. I brought you back to life because you're so dedicated to the chanting of the holy names and you've completely surrendered unto me." He said that you've been saved by Narada Shakti because he's Narada Muni. So this is the reciprocation between the Bhakta and Bhagavan. The Bhakti in between. When one has Bhakti, the Bhakta is maintained by Bhagavan. And so, the real goal of life is to satisfy Krishna and Vishnu. And when one satisfies Lord Vishnu, then everybody is satisfied. Everybody is taken care of. So I'll stop here if there's any comments or questions. Rabindranath Prabhu. It's in Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natika. Is translated by Kushakrata Prabhu. Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.